They are. And we needed you to take, I saw a lot of donuts and cookies over there, so hopefully you took a lot of those and put them in your car too. I know all of us need those, right, for tomorrow or tonight. I hope you didn't bring them in here with you to snack on. Several people asked me how many they could bring, but it maybe it'd help you. But all right, there's only a few of us left. There are other people still talking, going to make their way over here after they get cleaned up. But let's stand and start by singing one before we go in and have some more fun.
All right, this one is not a request. It is 382, standing on the promises. I didn't look over to see if Ms. Johnson was there. I was glad she was there. 382.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises.
All right, we're going to sing the last verse, and after that we will have a special. Ready?
Standing on the promises, I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen.
You may be seated.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and I told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee.
Draw me nearer
to the cross where thou hast died.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.
Draw me nearer to the cross where thou hast died. Precious bleeding side, draw me nearer, draw me nearer. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee.
Draw me nearer
to the cross where thou hast died.
Draw me nearer
to thy precious bleeding side. me nearer, draw me nearer.
Amen. Thank you, Rodriguez. It is a blessing. We have a few folks that are still going to come over here in just a few minutes after they get cleaned up. But thank you for staying with us. We are a little bit later than we've always been just because we started later this year and about a half hour than we normally do. And so hopefully we'll have time to get everything in, but we won't get everybody to be able to get in. But we do want to start off with some reports, and we'll try to do a few more reports stacked up so you get those. We'll have Brother John Tiberi come for curriculum. And then behind him, we'll have Brother Daniel Correa. Brother Correa, if you want to make your way up here. And then Brother Betancourt, why don't you come on down and take a place over here by me as well, all right? And then we'll stack three up here on top of each other. Appreciate Brother John, curriculum. One of the things I'll say is, you know, we really have some plans for our print ministry curriculum. We have done this for so long, but we want to advance in the years to come. So you be in prayer for it. It's something that a lot of people around the country know Landmark through the Landmark Freedom Curriculum.
It is crazy to think that last year I was standing up here giving the report, and now 2025 is almost over and 2026 is almost upon us. This year has been a great year for the curriculum. We have always been sending overseas, but with Brother Morgan's travels last year, we're still seeing a lot of fruit from that. We're still sending a lot of material over to some missionaries and families over in Europe through Germany, some families there. And so we've seen a lot of fruit in that area. We've also had several missionaries reach out to us about using the curriculum in their ministries. And so there's a missionary family in Fiji. Some places in the Philippines are starting to use us, and we're just seeing explosive growth in those areas through the curriculum ministry. Souls-wise, we have at least had three or four letters this year. I don't remember in past years, but we've had three or four letters of people thanking us how they got saved through the ministry at the curriculum. And so we may never see them in person, but we still in heaven will be able to rejoice in their eternal salvation there. We may never see the growth here from it. We never may see the numbers here on paper, but in heaven, time will tell. We've been doing the devotional. This is probably the seventh or eighth year that we've done the devotional through the curriculum, and we've just continued growing. Last year, we sent out cards to people that this is your last issue, and it seemed like after we sent out those cards, we got even more people requesting devotionals. So this year, we had over 20,000 devotionals that we've sent out through our ministry here and sending out to different places all around the United States. We've also started, in January of last year, we started the prison devotional to sending it to people in prison, and also sending it to, like, Matthew Frank uses it and gives it out in prisons all across the New England area. And so we have an effect on people that have made the wrong decisions, but they want to get right. And we are putting material into their hands about how they can get right and how to stay right once they do get out of jail. And we may never see any growth from that here, but we know that in eternity we'll be able to rejoice with those people in that. The curriculum ministry, our educational books, we have also seen growth in many different families using it. And also people, there have been a few people that are using it, that are young Christians using the Bible curriculum. They're going through it in like the high school grades. They're using it as a growth material for themselves, and they've just thanked us for it. So thank you, church. If you do work in the curriculum, can you just stand up for me? I know there's not many of us up here. I know BJ's probably asleep in the video room right now, but it's a small team, but we do a lot throughout the year, and thank you, church.
Amen. Yes, good. We do appreciate curriculum. A lot of times, some of the things that are not ministry-wise things, but like the church calendars, there's so many things that they touch and they put through, so many of the tracks that are in our track racks, and we want to be able to really improve some of those things. So just pray for them as they minister. They work over their heart at putting things together and putting things out. We do things for other churches and some of the press books, and we don't want to do less. We want to do more. We really, some of the things that were mentioned, going back to the radio, I'll just mention digitizing. You know, part of, I feel like, what God has called me to do here as your pastor is not only to continue on what we're doing as a ministry, but to preserve Pastor Carter's ministry and legacy and things that he is. So, again, digitizing so we don't lose anything that he has on cassette tape, things that were on CD, all of those are digital. And we want to start putting a lot more of those things in print. The radio station coupled with the, you know, curriculum and just all of those things, all our ministry working together to put some things from audio into book form for people to have another opportunity and access to some of the things that we have had blessing to hear right here in the main church auditorium. We're going to try to get those out. One of the biggest ministries that we have, we don't often think of it that way, is our school ministry. You know, we have 5 days a week, you know, over 8 hours a day. There are people here on the property, and the place is packed every day of the week. And most of the week, it's school. People are here as young people, and we're ministering to families. Some of those don't come here to church, but they want to put their kids in a good Christian school. Many of them love our ministry, but many of them also, some of the kids come on our bus routes, you know, and they attend our school. And so, again, I'll just say, you say, why do we do that? Bus kids need a good Christian education just like our kids do. And so, again, it's one of those things that I'm thankful for the people that labor there and invest themselves on a daily basis. And Brother Daniel, I often meet with him, and I say to him, how is the lion's den today? Amen, because he is truly Daniel in the lion's den on a daily basis. You come.
Well, hello, church. Just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be serving on this side of the ministry. The school is a challenge, but it's a privilege, and it is a blessing. I want to thank Pastor for allowing me to be part of what God is doing in this church, and the school is just a ministry of our church. Every time, every year, when we have interviews for people that wants to put their kids in the school, this is one of the things that I really highlight and made it very clear that our school doesn't function independently from our church. Our school is not above our church. Our school is under the authority of our church, and our pastor, Pastor Parsons, is the under-shepherd. So with that in mind is how we function, is how we conduct, and even our schedule and everything that we do as a school is tied to the church. So the church is the main thing, as it should be, as the Bible teaches us. So praise the Lord for that. So just want to give a small report in here. This year it's going to be fourth year serving in the school, and my second year as principal of the school. And my office is on the high school side, middle and high school side, and Miss Padano, she's over here on the elementary side, and she is the assistant principal. So she's it's a blessing to our school and to the ministry. There is a lot of things that, not just Miss Padano, there is so many things that ladies in the office do on a daily basis that nobody sees. And praise the Lord for them, their faithfulness. Mrs. Gillian, also serving over here in the elementary office, and Mrs. Hogan over there also, Mrs. Tomlinson, and many more ladies that are working in the office. Obviously, we have the teachers, and I don't see that many teachers here besides my wife. So stand up, wife. Come on. Yeah, they want to see you. Come on, stand up. There you go. Thank you. I think I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight. But amen. You know, that's how you end up the year, right? So the theme for our school, for this school year 2025-2026, is Victory in Jesus. And is the verse that we use is 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 57. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Without Christ, we can't have victory. And like I said, it is a blessing to serve in that side of the ministry. Things that happens, you know, we go through many things dealing with the students and the parents and sometimes teachers, but it is a blessing. The enrollment this year is about the same than last year. We are about at 260 students, all the way from pre-K all the way up to 12th grade. As a ministry, and like I said before, as a ministry, school ministry, our goal, our intention, our purpose is to assist the Christian home. We're not here, the main reason for why we are here, we're not here to take over the responsibility of the parents. We are here to help them, to be a blessing to them, and giving them, the child, the opportunity to you know, being in a Christian school. As a Christian school, we have every Friday, well, Monday through Thursday, we have a Bible class. In elementary and middle and high school, schedule works a little different, but everyone from pre-K all the way to 12th grade, they do have a Bible class. We do every morning. We pray before every class. We pray as a Christian school. We pray in the name of Jesus. We do the pledges to the American flag. We love our country. We teach our students to love our country. Amen. And the pledges to the Bible and to the Christian flag. There is a few things that we are also able to do every break we have, especially during the summertime. Summertime is more work. We don't take break. All men still work. And we take that time just to fix things around or painting here, put new flooring and things like that. And last past summer, we were able to habilitate an extra classroom, which is our class, and also we use that for a new class that we were able to add it this year as an elective, which is ceramics. And that is the teacher there is Mrs. I can't remember her name right now. Can you believe that? Yes, Lindman. Thank you, brother. Lisa Lindman. Yes. My memory is not working very well. But anyhow, and she teaches there. Also, we have 2 6th grades this year and also 2 9th grade classes. And that is a blessing to see all the students being here in our school and teachers being able to minister to them and also to the parents. One of the requirements also for each one of our teachers is to do home visits. They do two home visits, one in the first semester and one in the second semester. And that gives us the opportunity to get to know a little bit more about their family and, you know, and build that relationship between the teacher and also the family and parents. I just want to also not minimizing the work that we do as a school. I already mentioned before that we do have a chapel on Fridays, and as a ministry, everything that we want to point all the students to our church and the church activities that we have. Like Pastor just mentioned, we have quite a few students that come to our church on Sundays because they ride the bus. Also, the activities that the youth ministry has, like youth rallies and teen camps and all of these different things, even on Wednesday, we don't give homework, we don't give any tests or quizzes, so the students will have the opportunity to go on soul winning and join the teen department in these activities. And we have many students that are very interested and they are very excited about going out and be part of these activities. And that's also an encouragement to me personally, because is just the vision that God has for each one of our students. Not just school, not just, you know, math, English, history, but also show them the love of Christ. Show them that God can also use them in many different areas. And the outreach in our church give them that opportunity. So this year, as a school, we had 14 elementary students saved. 3 soul saves in the middle school and 1 soul save in the high school. So, and that's a total of 18 soul saves for this half or first semester. And that's a blessing. That's just the fruit. That's just what God is doing through us. This is what God is doing through you, through your prayers. I really appreciate each one of you and our pastor and Pastor Carter and the vision that he had in starting the day school. But also this, like I said, we do not function independently from our church. And all of this, all of the things that we are able to do is because of your prayer, is because your involvement, is because of your giving. And God is using that. Just want to ask you to please continue praying for our teachers. I know they're very excited about going back to school on Monday. They can't wait. I'm losing sleep, you know, missing them angels, the little angels. So please just continue praying for them, continue praying for our school, and thank you so much for all of your prayers and for all you've done for our school. We really appreciate it. God bless you.
Amen. I see a few more of you teachers out there, and so I won't make you stand. He embarrassed his wife, so I don't. Oh, you want to? Okay, now the teachers are back. All you teachers stand. We'll go ahead and give you a big hand. All right. Appreciate every one of you. And again, I know all of you can't wait to get back to your little angels. Amen. All right. I will say, pray for the school. It is one of those areas that it's a great blessing for our ministry. To be able to not only have folks that want to serve God in the area of teaching, but also be able to minister to so many young people that we do come through. And again, we've been doing this for a long time, and we have folks that are all through our town working all kinds of jobs. And again, folks that come here and in their 50s that are graduates of our Christian school, you know, and they've come through the school and they're out. And again, it's had a huge impact, not just on some of the kids that went to our college and kids, but again, on our town. They were raised up under the Bible here, you know, and had a good education. So again, I'm thankful for it. Our Spanish church has been growing, and it is a blessing. Appreciate all of the folks that have been working there and just been investing themselves. And again, our town, whether we like it or not, however you think about it, We have so many different demographics. We've been able this you know, start our Haitian Sunday school class, and still praying, and I'll mention that during our vision night. We're praying that we can get Brother George here, Brother George Aquise, and be able to have him here as someone who's going to be able to pastor a Haitian ministry. And again, we need your prayers about that. You know, immigration right now is not the easiest thing to navigate, so we need prayers in that area. But I'll just say, appreciate Brother Bentoncourt and the ministry there, and the Spanish church really has taken it, done a work, and people have gotten behind him that are there. Some of the folks that were serving in our English church went over there to help, and it's just grown, and we're so thankful for it. You come and give the report. You need an interrupter? Okay.
Buenas noches, iglesia.
Good evening, church.
Antes de dar el reporte, quiero decir algo más.
Before I give the report tonight, I would like to share something with you.
Pues ustedes saben que este año fue diferente.
As you may know, this year was a little bit different.
Pero el Señor nos sigue fortaleciendo y bendiciendo.
But God is still giving us the strength and still have been blessing us.
Algo que me tocó mucho este año.
One of the things that really touched my heart this year.
Hubo una familia que estuvo viniendo a la iglesia.
There was a family that started to come to our church.
Y la mamá de una de las que asistía a la iglesia, nos visitó como unas 8 veces.
And one of the ladies that was part of this family, she visited us about 8 times.
Pero nunca se entregó a Cristo.
But she never gave her heart to the Lord.
Las veces que asistió a la iglesia.
Every time she came, she wouldn't give her heart to the Lord.
Y supimos que cayó en enfermedad.
And then I found out that she got very sick.
Y la visitamos al hospital.
And I went to the hospital to visit her.
Y cuando fuimos, nos quedamos viendo un rato cara a cara.
And when I went to visit her, I just stood there and I just looked at her, just not saying anything.
Y yo no decía nada, ni ella.
And I wouldn't say anything, she wouldn't say anything.
Pero mi esposa no se quedó callada.
But my wife, she didn't stay quiet.
Y le dio el plan de salvación.
And she gave her the plan of salvation.
Y dijo que estaba lista para aceptar a Cristo y oró con nosotros.
And praise the Lord, because at that time, the lady accepted Christ as her personal Savior.
Y como a las 2 semanas partió con el Señor.
And after 2 weeks, and 2 weeks after that, he went home to be with the Lord.
Y eso es algo muy, muy hermoso.
And that's the beauty of being in the ministry, serving the Lord.
Y muchos de ustedes, hermanos, nos han visitado mucho porque ustedes los han visitado, nos han invitado. Ellos, yo les digo, ¿cómo llegaste? Es que alguien me dio una invitación en español de la iglesia americana, pero muchas visitas llegan al ministerio hispano.
And I want to thank you, church, because of your support and your prayers, and also all those visitor cards that you give me, or just going around and giving people invitation. We have found a lot of people that come to our church because of your effort. I've asked many times people that come and visit us, and ask how did you find out about us. It's because they say, well, someone came and gave me this invitation, and that's why I'm here.
Me dicen un chaparrito, yo no sé quién es.
And sometimes they try to describe who gave them the invitation, but honestly, I don't really know who gave what.
Yeah. Y gracias también al hermano Hutchinson, que siempre él está pendiente con nosotros ahí para lo que necesitemos, y yo le agradezco mucho al hermano Hutchinson.
And I don't want to thank Brother Hutchinson, because I'm sorry, I want to thank Brother Hutchinson for everything that he helped us with over there in the Spanish church, and always having a good heart and good spirit and helping us over there.
Y también por las invitaciones que nos hace el hermano John.
And also Brother John, for all the work that you do in printing and flyers and invitations and all of that.
Okay, entonces vamos a dar el reporte.
I just want to give you a small report.
Yo quisiera más, pero el Señor es el que va dando el fruto.
I would like to see more fruits, but God has been faithful to us, and we have just obeyed what God has commanded us to do.
En el año nos visitaron más de 60 personas.
This past year, we have over 60 people visiting us.
Fueron 30 personas salvas.
We have about 30 people that got saved this year in the Spanish church.
Personas que se bautizaron fueron 20.
And also about 20 people were baptized.
Y el reporte financiero fueron 32,622.75.
And the financial report is 32,622.75.
Esos son diezmos.
That's just offerings, tithes and offerings.
Y misiones son 12,864.
And missions, mission giving was $12,864.
Y una ofrenda que se juntó para las Biblias fueron $1,300.
We also got an offering, or we gave an offering for Bibles, and that was $1,300.
Y tenemos, gracias a Dios, ya un autobús que dos rutas de que recoge niños los domingos, un autobús que sale para Lake Wales y una ruta que sale, una ven que sale para Guanira.
And praise the Lord, because now, as you all know, we started a Spanish bus route, and now from that we were able to start another route that goes to
Lake Wales.
And one goes to Lake Wales and the other one goes to Juanita.
Y pues el Ministerio Hispano, gracias a Dios, se están haciendo muchas actividades y vamos a seguir, si Dios permite, oren por nosotros. Queremos seguir incrementando más cosas que se hagan en el Ministerio Hispano, pero primero tengo que decir al pastor si las aprueba o no.
I was saying, they're running away from me. What? Just kidding. Just please continue praying for the Spanish church. We have done a lot of many different activities with the purpose of bringing people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And God has really blessed in those efforts. And we are praying about doing the same thing next year. And just pray for me and pray for Pastor that God will give him the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, and so that we can continue serving the Lord in this side of the ministry.
Y también le doy gracias al hermano, I want to say this in English. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for you helping in the Sunday school in there.
Gracias, hermano Daniel, por ayudarme en la escuela dominical.
Gracias, iglesia, y que Dios los bendiga el próximo año grandemente.
Thank you, church, and may God continue blessing Landmark Baptist Church and all of its ministries. And just let me say this, praise the Lord, because this year, as you all know, we have an issue with the Bible. We do not have the Bible in Spanish, but there is a man, Brother Humberto Gomez, with a group of men that have been very faithfully and very diligently working and putting the pure word of God in Spanish, and we have the RBG. And we were able to have a Spanish conference this year for some of you that were here, and that's because our pastor has the vision and the support that he has given us to, you know, just to be able to move forward with this work and being able to have the pure word of God for the Spanish-speaking people. And that is a blessing. That's something that we don't take for granted. Having the support of our pastor and you, church, is a blessing. Being able to have this conference in Spanish gave us so many opportunities and so many doors that were open to us to continue furthering this work, the work that these people are doing, the work that we are also getting involved in with the RBG, Reina Valera Gomez, for the pure word of God in Spanish. So thank you so much, church, for your support and your prayers, and thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything that is done there. We are one church. We know that, and I believe everybody knows that, but it is where we call it our Spanish church. And again, all those baptisms he mentioned, many of you witness them because they bring them over on Sunday night and we baptize them here in our baptistry, and they're a part of that 82 that were baptized here in our church. And what a blessing it is to have one church and work together for the cause of Christ. Amen. Just doing it in different languages, and we intend on doing that in Haitian the same way, continuing on. But do pray that God would give us, you know, there's not enough hours in the day to do everything that is in my heart to do. And I'll just say the Spanish work, the Spanish conference that we had, they want to have another one. They enjoyed it, and it connected us to brother and sisters in Christ that labor, and many of them are English-speaking, and they are just ministering Mexico and other places like that. A lot of people are using the RVG, but they don't have a lot of getting together and know each other. And beyond that, we're just getting to the place where we have
the Bible in Spanish to the place where now it's settled and we're working forward with it. So now there are tons of books that we need to translate, good English books, and put RVG with them. There's a lot, there's a ton of books, but they all have 1960. And so again, there's so many things that need to be translated. Brother Wheeler, many of you met him during our missions conference. He came for the Spanish conference, loves our church. And again, like every good missionary that's been on the field for a while says, this place is just like it used to be 20 years ago. There ain't many places like this place. And so they're coming back. Him and his children are coming off the field to be here for our Bible conference because they love our church and our ministry, and they want to tie in more and more with us. They have a print ministry there, but they don't have the same facilities and ability that we have. And he's like, preacher, would y'all print us some more books? We need to print it. So they're getting that. He pays people, two people, to translate every day that are sitting there. All they do is translate our curriculum into Spanish. And they've been working on that. They finished kindergarten, and they're working on doing that, and they're doing that as hard as they can go. But they're also translating other books, all good English books that are not copyrighted that they can hand out to people. I think missionary biographies of great missionaries that we have in English, they want to put them in Spanish. Folks, I don't know if you know this or not. We mentioned it. We just come out of Missions Month, but we're not the country that's sending the most missionaries around the world anymore. And so they want, just like it excites our kids to hear about great missionaries and what they've done for the Lord, they want the kids that are speaking Spanish to be able to read about great missionaries that have gone and done it so they can encourage them to go out. So again, pray for us. We want to be a part of it. As far as Bibles, I'll just say this. Bible handout ministry. I'm going to ask Brother Morgan to come up. We're going to have a few more songs before he gives his report, but I'll encourage you. We just bought, as a church, Brother Wheeler, I had a burden to start a distribution ministry, and the Lord blessed me and got me to the place where I'm just going to be able to distribute. I may not have to start a distribution ministry myself, and our church have to do that. He already started one because he felt the same need, couldn't get Bibles cheap enough. We support a lot of people who will make every Bible in the world and give it to a missionary, but they want to sell it to us at a little bit of a profit because America's not a mission field, evidently, right? And so all the mission dollars going into it, and again, I agree, we need to do that. But I feel like we've got a bad picture on where the mission field is because we're a big mission field. And so, but again, we're having them printed outside of the country, brought to our shores, and getting them cheaper than we ever could if we had them printed here by people we are supporting to print Bibles. And so that's a shame, all right? But again, he called us the other day and he said, I'm getting ready to get another container. I need your help. And I said, man, we want to get behind it. We want to do it. I said, so how much do you need to get? He goes, well, what I'd like for you to do is buy some of the Bibles that came in the last container so I can clear them out, and that'll give me money for the next one. I said, well, we'd love to. So again, we were able to buy, and most of the time you can't even get them, but we were able to buy 1,000 RVGs and 1,000 King James Bibles from them for $2.24 a Bible. All right, and they're not dollar store Bibles either. They're good ones, you know. And so looking forward to all the things we're going to get to do. We'll sing a couple. Let's do two request songs, and then we'll have Brother Morgan.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. All right. We're going to stand together because you need it, okay? And I did see a hand I knew I'm picking, but don't pick a slow song. We got to have a good song, okay? So put your hands back up if they were up. If it's okay, a little slow, that's fine. Ms. Alchis, did you have one? That's okay. We'll sing a fast one after that. 667. 367. It's a good thing I said that out loud. 367. Amen. Until then. Amen.
Amen. A house that being stone.
have a request, and I have to take one from this section. Brother Richard. 125. 125. I was told I was neglecting a section. 125. Will work till Jesus comes. Amen. That's a good one. That'll get you going. Amen.
I got a little bit of ground to cover. I'll start with the college. It's been my great honor. I just told somebody tonight that probably the only thing that could have enticed me to leave the mission field would be for my church to ask me to come back and train people to go to the mission field. And so I praise the Lord for the opportunity that I have to do that. Just a brief report on the college. We ended in the fall with 22 students. We started the spring semester with 31 students. As you know, it's been an interesting year with accidents and students hurting themselves. One blew his knee out three times. One blew her foot out twice and then finally put her hand through a glass window and finished it off. All right, so... she'll be back this spring semester, praise the Lord. Shane will not be back this spring semester. He has an operation coming up. And then we looks like we may be picking up one or two new students this January. So as for the college, now for our Wednesday soul winning time, praise the Lord for that. We it's interesting this fall semester. Getting to watch or seeing the excitement on some of the freshman students when they lead their first soul to Christ. And that's always a blessing. I'm driving the van and they'll, I got one, you know, they're just all excited. All year last year, fall semester, spring semester and fall semester, we had about 116 people saved on Wednesday soul winning. Other ministries that we run, we have a rescue mission and nursing homes that we've tried to put together to try to get our young preacher boys preaching and give some exposure to our student body to other types of ministries. One of my professors in Bible college used to say, we just need, when you go fishing and you want to catch a lot of fish, you got to get a lot of hooks in the water. So you can fish with a fishing pole, you can fish with a net, and when you really want to get serious, you can fish with dynamite, all right? So we want to use every method we can, maybe not the dynamite, but anyway. Rescue mission, we go, we have two rescue missions we go to once a month each. Tomorrow night we'll be going to Lakeland. A week from Saturday we'll be going to Orlando Rescue Mission, and over the last year, we've had around 15 people saved at the rescue missions. Several come forward and just need assurance of salvation. We praise the Lord for that. The nursing homes, Brandon and Brother Martin kind of oversee that for us. And they've had around 9 people saved over the last year in the nursing home. Now, that's remarkable when you figure who's in the nursing homes. Here's a blessing I'll share with you. Saturday, we did the funeral for one of our men that in the nursing home. The way we got started back in the nursing home since COVID, I got a call, and there's a man from a nursing home that wants to talk to somebody from the church, and of course they sent him over to me, and he goes, "Why hasn't anybody ever been to visit me?" And I said, "Well, who are you?" And he says, "My name is Andrew Wenzel. I rode your bus." And I was saved there, and I was baptized there, and nobody's come to visit me. I says, well, have you called us yet? I'm calling you now. I said, okay, I'll be there. And you have to know Andrew to understand what's going on. He's pretty pushy. And so we go, and he's, I'm glad you visited. Now you got to start coming and doing a Bible study. And so we lined it up, and I started going on Tuesday nights, and I'd take a college student with me every once in a while. And then he says, I need more than that. And so we started going on Thursday nights, and then we started going on Sundays a couple times a month, and it just kept on growing. And he says, I want you to come on Friday night too. I said, wait, no, I don't have that many college students yet. So we got to slow down a little bit. So praise the Lord for that. Let me cover a little bit on the Bible handout. We have had about eight people over in this, just this fall, spring semester, about eight people have received Christ on the Bible handout. A couple of really good stories we have on the Bible handout. One of the things that happens quite often is people will stop. No, I've got Bibles, but I really, really love what you're doing. I really appreciate it. And a lot of times they'll stop and they'll say, are you giving out King James Bibles? Yeah. Oh, good. That's the kind of Bible you ought to be giving out. And not even from our church or anything. It's just people still want the old King James Bible. We have given out, to the best that I can estimate it, well over 550 Bibles in just the last 3 months. We go out twice a month. We'll take 92 English Bibles, 92 Spanish Bibles, and when we run out of one of them, that's usually when we'll stop. We went out on a Wednesday with the college students. We gave out every Bible we had except for four, and that's because the guy that had the four Bibles in his hand was leading somebody. Lord, we couldn't get the Bibles out of his hands to give them out, but we gave out every one of the Bibles, so over 500. We had a couple and their daughter was here tonight. For the first time, they got a Bible the weekend after Thanksgiving up in Poinciana. And they said, and they started listening to us, watching us on YouTube, and decided they'd come out tonight to see what the church is like, and they really enjoyed it. And we praise the Lord for that. Over here at the Walmart here in Haines City a month or so ago, a man pulled up and wanted a Bible. He says, is that a King James Bible? I said, yeah. He says, that's what I was taught whenever I was a little boy. I go, oh, really? He goes, what church is this that's giving these out? I says, it's Landmark Baptist Church. That's where I learned that from, because I used to ride the bus. I lived in Davenport. And so he rode the bus. A few weeks ago, we were up at Poinciana, probably, that weekend, Ruthie Replogle was able to lead a lady to the Lord. 7-year-old Ruthie led a lady to the Lord on the Walmart parking lot. We tell everybody when we do it, we say we're not being pushy with it, but when you hand them a Bible, be sure and tell them that that'll tell them how they can go to heaven, and then ask them, if you got a minute, we can show you. And so she did that, and the lady says, I've got a minute. And we pulled them off the road there, and she led them to the Lord. So, by the way, what's your excuse for not leading somebody to the Lord? Amen? That was her first one. Amen? So, all right, so let me go down through this. There's nine saved at the nursing home over the last year. Eight saved at the Bible handout, 10 or 15 at the rescue mission, 116 on the Wednesday soul winning marathon. We had 104, well, 105, because one got saved on the airplane on the way back. So a total of 247 people through the ministries that the college kind of oversees in the last year. God bless you, church. Thank you for having a college. Thank you for letting me serve here. Amen.
Amen. What a blessing. Amen. And he did that in very quick fashion. Do appreciate Brother Morgan. If you work at the college, if you work in one of those other areas, a nursing home or something like that, we want you to stand so we can recognize you. And college, nursing home, go to one of these different missions. Bible handouts, one of those things. Amen. Amen. We do appreciate all of your labor, and I know that we're getting closer to the end of the evening. We've got about 20 minutes left before midnight, if the clock is right. Brother Richard's looking. All right, but so before we kind of head to the end of the night, we always try to get in a few testimonies. And so rather than do some reports, maybe you have a report for us, report God's been good, God's brought you through a good year, you know, maybe brought you to the church. I'd like to have some positive ones, all right? Not that we can't have a negative one, but I just want to encourage you tonight, you know, testimony, maybe give a testimony how good God's been to you. Something that you'd like to share, but we only have a few minutes tonight, so we're going to get everything lined up. Do we have a microphone that we can? We have somebody that would like to care. I see guys, and you guys didn't even hand one to Brother Daniel when he was looking for one. Amen. They just let him go running around. All right, so who's going to be first tonight? Brother Randy is waving in the back. I have something to say.
Yes, as a lot of you know, I had skin surgery this year. And what I have to say is not about me. It's about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Amen. Christ, getting all the glory.
Amen.
The skin cancer I had when the doctor saw it said it was a fast-growing, rare skin disease. If I can remember it, it's called a clear cell plasma squamish skin cell. And it's supposed to grow very fast. And the first time he saw it, it was about the size of a 50-cent piece. And he said, by the time you have surgery, it'll probably be twice that size. Well, 2 months later, it never grew. So Amen. I praise the Lord for that. Amen. What a blessing. When I had the surgery, he was afraid that it was going to grow into my mouth. It was going to grow into my glands. That never happened. Praise Amen. The Lord.
Amen.
When they sent it off to the oncologist to do a follow-up report on it, all the cancer was dead.
Amen.
Because the cancer was dead, I did not have to have radiation.
Amen.
So just nothing but blessings from the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And not only that, but they cut quite a bit of my face, but through the entire time, I never hurt.
Amen.
Never had to take one pill for any pain. And I still don't feel any pain. So I just praise the Lord for all that he did for me.
Amen. Appreciate that, my brother. Amen. Somebody else tonight. See, Brother Canales is right there in front of you.
Yeah. God's just been so good to us this year, as usual. It's you know, he's always faithful, and this has been a very, very trying year. We've lost my mom, my brother, you know, a lot of different issues to deal with, but God was in it all, and always gave us everything that we needed, and it was able to. Get our son back from Japan a couple of extra times, which was a real blessing for that. And you know, and I just like, you know, I've told my wife, I told a lot of different people, you know, I don't trust any company for my employment. You know, God's always provided for us. He's always give us what we need. Always make sure we have everything that we need. And my job kind of dried up. What was my main source of income kind of dried up. But as that was going down, God was providing other means of income for me, and just opened doors that you know, I didn't see coming, didn't see a need for, but you know. Just being a part of this ministry is such a blessing, because you know I know that I'm never alone, even if I'm out in the woods. I mean, God's always with me, but being a part of a team that is working to see souls saved and to be a positive influence in everywhere you go. And when you go through life looking to be a blessing, looking who can I be a blessing to today? You know, who can I help? God woke me up this morning, so that must mean that He has a purpose for me being here. There must be something for me to do. And when you go at life with that kind of a mentality, it's so great to see the different ways that God works when you just let him lead the way and don't question him, what he's doing. Just accept it and keep going, keep grinning, keep going. And we serve a faithful Savior.
Amen.
And he does provide everything we need for this world and the next.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that, my brother. I think Brother Betancourt said it best. It has been a different year. I don't know how else to describe it, but God's been good and He's been faithful. Amen. And so I see that hand in the back.
Okay, yes, I'd like to thank God for all the blessings He gave me this year. He brought, first I lost my husband, and then I had emergency surgery, and then I fell, and God just brought me through everything. I was out of the hospital a week after surgery. That's how good He brought me through everything. I just want to let God know, you know, and I thank Him for His blessings on me.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Lorraine. He has been good to you this year, amen. He's been faithful, amen. Do we have another one over here, brother? Here, Miss Anna.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for all the opportunities that I'm involved in children's ministries. I haven't always been appreciative of those opportunities, but this year, I've really just going through hard times, reevaluated why I do everything, and really get my motives right. And it's been a blessing that Brother Tyler mentioned we split first and second grade. And we, when I first started teaching second grade, had always had them split, but then we combined because they didn't have a teacher and we really didn't have that many girls. We had like 10 or 12 girls for a couple years combined in those grades. And then this year, I knew even just as soon as we moved the kindergartners up, we're going to need a split because we had 20 seats in that classroom. And we needed to bring in seats every single time. And for like 3 weeks in a row, we had like 30 girls that I was teaching. It was just a huge class. And so then for Miss Cindy to be willing to take the first grade girls, it's just been such a blessing. This past weekend, I wanted to share the testimony that I didn't, it was the first week we split, but then we're just in with there with all these first and second graders. And one of them started asking a question. And then I was explaining it, and then another one asked a question, and then another one, and a little boy off Orange Bus, a bus kid who's been coming faithfully and came to camp, he started asking a question about like the soul, and when you die, how the soul leaves the body and goes on to live in heaven, and just so many of them started asking questions. So I said, okay, for Sunday school, we're not doing the lesson, we're just asking questions. And so that's what we did the whole time with, I had second grade girls, and I just asked them if they had any question about the Bible, and they were asking how God made the universe and how He rose from the dead and all these great questions. And it was just such a blessing to be able to just sit there and answer them and talk about it. And in that moment, as I was thinking later that afternoon, I was very thankful for my Bible college degree. And not that you have to have a degree in Bible to teach Sunday school, but I just, all of those questions, they just came so easy to answer. And I know that was a lot of professors studying and pouring in and writing tests for me to remember it and just do all those things. And it was just a really special Sunday coming right off after the Christmas play when people got saved that Sunday morning. And just to see all the kids so excited to serve the Lord. And then the next week then have all these questions, even being so little. It's just a blessing to serve in the children's ministries.
It has been a great blessing. It was a blessing in my soul, I'm sure, to the church to have our young people, and again, bringing them in auditorium and really packing the place out, having the Christmas, everybody on the property be in one place for that Sunday morning other than our Spanish church. And then to watch someone who's not been that long since they've been saved bring somebody with them, and then, you know, tell me in the back that, you know, I knew that Christmas play was today, but I knew that the gospel would be given, and I knew there'd be an opportunity for him to get saved and baptized. And so, you know, we underestimate a lot of that. Sometimes we don't always, appreciate how we've come up as a ministry and a church, but the play was something that was such a blessing for our young people to be put on display and to give, but to tell the old story, amen, that they've been told, and to share it. And I'm sure for them, I don't know how many of them took it to heart, but to realize that they, you know, preached on Sunday night on reward, and that every one of them kids have a part of the reward of that man coming to Christ, you know, being a part of the play and a part of it. So, again, I appreciate the testimony. You know, sometimes it's hard to see on a week-to-week basis just what is happening in the life of young people and what impact that you're having for them when they're so young, because it takes a lifetime for them to kind of grow and for them to get. But not always. Sometimes seven-year-olds can win people to Christ. Amen, and learn that and take it to heart. But, again, I don't know how many of you took count like I did, but I kind of kept everybody's numbers together, and we're at 1,277 souls that were mentioned tonight collectively as our church ministries, and just a blessing to see that many people come to Christ. And again, I'm sure there were many that we didn't get on those lists and get counted. Some of those were estimated and not evangelistically. Amen, I'm sure. All right, anybody else? We don't want to miss anybody.
I just want to thank the church for praying for my wife. Her heart condition was very serious, and she did not require surgery. And we thought it'd be a long road to recovery, and the Lord made it very quick.
Amen.
And she's doing great, and that's because you all prayed for her.
Amen.
You know, what the pastor said about bringing in our needs to the church, we need to do that, because the prayer is the only explanation for her recovery.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Brother Stanek.
I just like to thank the church. There's not a lot of people here, but first off, give a shout out to the Furcellises for everything they've done with the teen group.
Amen.
This year, just going on trips with us and the camp, running that. Sometimes it's like, oh, more packets you have to do. But in the long run, it was fun. Washing the clothes on the weekend was the best thing ever. If you were there, you know. But I just like to thank the church for everything they've done. I've really enjoyed soul winning with the church. It's something that not a lot of churches do that we do. So I'd like to thank the church for that. And all y'all that are here still, thank y'all for staying and hearing the testimonies that the other people in the church have. And even if you know my name and I don't, I probably see you sometimes. And y'all are all just an encouragement in different ways. Just seeing y'all, it's like you can do it sometimes. Just seeing y'all in church all the time, it's like, you know, sometimes just be quiet and do it. You know, just do it with a good heart too. So thank you, church.
Amen. Thank you, Reese. Amen. We'll take one more, and then we'll get ready to pray tonight. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to praise the Lord. Is this on? Okay. Well, I just want to praise the Lord. Oh, there it is. Hector was singing, God's been good. I threw it all, God's been so good. I think, Hector, wait till you're 77. It's been real good. I loved it. And I mean, people talk about this year being bad and hard. I've just had so many blessings. I can't remember the bad stuff. I remember I got my lungs fixed, and so I had more energy to do things. I played for a piano so I could do a better job over there, and God gave me one on the roadside that we picked up off the road. Amen. Would you believe a piano? And my children are here. Richard and Kathy are up there serving the Lord. And my other son's been growing in the Lord too. I mean, those are all blessings. And I love the Spanish church. I mean, I was there when it started, and I've seen the ups and downs, and it's such a blessing to seeing it go back up. And God's just been so good to me. I just love it. It's amazing. And that's my praise for the end of the year. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. God has been good to our church, and when we say different, I don't want to say hard. It's just been a, I would say, different type of year, and I know many of you could give a great testimony. God has been good to our school, our ministry, our college. Just we could go through the list, Sunday school, buses, and we didn't go down in bus numbers. We went up in bus numbers, and not just routes, but buses, and got them in different ways, and got them all home. Amen, and praise the Lord that they're all running and going down the road, and you think about, you know, just how God's blessed us. I mean, who would ever thought we'd have buses with air condition? Yeah, God's blessed us with a few of them, and pray with me. That'd be one part of my vision. I'd love to see for all our bus routes to have air condition, and some of them are out for an hour, hour and a half at a time with picking up kids, and tonight, you could just put the window down, you'd have air conditioning, amen. But most of the year around here is really a blessing. You could say, well, that's, you know, but yes, it's one of those things that we can pray for. But as we pray in the new year, let's thank the Lord for all that he's done, the souls that have been saved, and ask him to help us to be faithful, to do it again. And we'd like to get around the altar. And so I'd like to, at this time, if you want to come to the altar, if you want to find somebody to pray with, or you want to gather up with your family, you can pray where you are in your seat. But if you'll make your way to the front and find a place, it is about 5 minutes before 6 minutes. And so I'm going to ask some of our deacons, Brother Doug, if you'll come to the microphone, Brother Willis, if you'll make your way up here. Oh, he's got a hard time with his throat there. I will ask Brother Richard, if you'll make your way up here to the microphone as well and pray for us tonight. He didn't give a report because he spent all the money. But I appreciate him and being faithful. And then we'll ask if we could. Brother Congdon, would you make your way to the mic tonight, my brother, and you pray after Brother Richard gets down. Brother Doug, we'll have you start off, and then we'll have these three men pray, and I'll finish up at the end. But I'll just ask you to pray. You'll know when it's midnight because it'll start getting loud outside, but let's just go ahead and pray on and let these men pray in the new year. Brother Doug, would you start us?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just love you, Lord. We just thank you for so many blessings. Thank you for a wonderful year that we've had, Lord. Lord, we've lost some loved ones, and Lord, I pray, Father God, for the families of those. I pray, Father God, that you would just bless them and encourage them, comfort them, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father God, for this next year, Lord, that you would use this church for your glory and honor, Lord. I pray for all of the ministries here at Landmark, and I pray for Bible preaching churches all around the country, all around the world, Lord, that you would bless them, use them, help people. I know they mentioned earlier about people reading their Bibles more and such. And I pray, Father God, that people would do that, that you would just be glorified through all those things, Lord. We just love you. I pray for souls to be saved, Lord. I pray, Father God, for people to get closer to the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just use all these things for your glory and honor, Lord. We just love you. We thank you for all you do, for all you're going to do. Of course, we're praying for Mrs. Bradford and folks on our cancer list. Lord, you would bless them and take care of them, encourage them, comfort them. Thank you for all you do in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to come to you and be humble, Lord, and say thank you for what you've done for us this year, Lord. We just can't thank you enough for allowing us to be a part of your ministry, just to be able to be in this ministry, Lord, to one that is just forward for you, Lord, and just guidance and wisdom from you, Lord, to have us to be honoring, to let the people know in this community who you are, Lord. And we just can't thank you enough for everything you've allowed us for over the years, Lord. And Lord, just we thank you for the opportunities that you're going to provide for us, Lord. We thank you for the opportunities we've already seen that you've done, Lord. And Lord, we just can't thank you enough for all that you've going to do and what you have done, Lord. And we just ask that you just watch and protect us through this night, Lord. We just ask that you be with us through this year, Lord. We just ask that you give us the blessings that you have this past year, and we just ask for more, Lord. We just we're needy people. We want more for you, Lord. We just can't thank you enough for giving it what you have so far, Lord. We just ask that you just be with us through the year, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we do come to you now, Lord, very grateful for this evening, for your blessings. Father, for what we felt, for what we remember now. And Father, just the fact that we come with grateful hearts, knowing that you've worked in our midst through this year, through 2025. Lord, you've used your people, Lord, to bring you honor and glory. We thank you for our missions goal. We thank you for taking it over the top. Thank you for blessing there, and thank you for being able to take on more missionaries. And we do lift up our missionaries and their families to you and the need there. And even our brother there and his wife with this going home with their baby now. And Lord, just may you minister to them and all these needs. Thank you for being part of a church family that prays and comes before you believing. And Lord, you've helped your church, Lord, not only in our believing, but in our unbelief. We thank you for our pastor and his wisdom and his guidance. And thank you for his energy, Lord, his energy from you, Lord, to his vision. And Lord, thank you for that vision that's caught on with the church family. And Lord, just thank you that we're excited about 2026 and all you have for us to do. And Lord, as we step into a new year, Lord, thank you that you're stepping in it with us, and you know all about what's going to happen, and Lord, you have it all worked out, and Lord, just help us to be faithful in our part to do our best, and Lord, be faithful to the cause, and Lord, just thank you again for your blessings, Lord. Just thank you for the word of God, and have you heard tonight, Lord, how, Lord, just different things with the Bible issue and all, but yet, Lord, it's moving forward for your honor and your glory. Thank you for this church being, Lord, said many times that there's no other place like this place, and we thank you for that your hand's been upon this ministry, and may you continue to guide and direct and show. And Lord, we come to you as people with very grateful hearts. We come to you as people just eager to continue to be faithful. We thank you for our new members that have come on this year. May they feel welcome. May they get plugged in. Lord, I know many years ago, I came in as a visitor myself, and Lord, we showed love, and was received well as a visitor. Lord, I thought I was saved, but I got under a man of God that preached the gospel, got under conviction, and then I got crazy where I just find fault with a lot of people. But Lord, I remember that night coming off the altar after receiving my Savior into my heart, and look back, and Lord, the people that I had found wrong in them, Lord, I saw a different group of people. My heart was changed. Thank you for the power and of the gospel, and Lord, thank you for that gospel that still gets preached today, and Lord, we're just excited about souls that'll be saved and drawn to you through this place here. Lord, we love you. We can't say enough. We just want to brag on you tonight for being the God that you are, and Lord, just thank you again for this time tonight. And we just ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, as we close out our watch night service, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness this past year, Lord, and in this brand new year, Lord. I ask you to help us be a faithful people, faithful to you, Lord. I pray that our heart would be fixed upon you, Lord. Help us for our heart to be fixed upon the things that you've given us to do. Lord, I pray that you'd be with each family. Pray you'd be with our church. Lord, supply our needs and help us never to take our eyes off the Savior, Lord. I pray now as each family goes their home, their prospective ways, Lord, I pray that you would keep them safe, watch over them, give them safety, Lord. Be with our church and our ministry. Hedge it about with protection, Lord. Fill us with the Spirit of God to serve you throughout this year. We ask it in the name above every name, in the name of Jesus, we ask it.
Amen. 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 Happy New Year, church. We love you, and we thank you for all that you've done this past year. But Happy New Year. It's a brand new one.